Well, our theme today is creation, and actually we're in the time of creation, set now by the worldwide church. And the whole of creation, or time of creation, within the church calendar, lasts through September to the 4th of October, which is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. And so I've chosen today to build our service around that theme of creation. And I've got something to hand out to you. I hope Pam's going to help me. And maybe this will bring back memories. And Hazel, maybe it'll bring back memories a long time ago of playing outdoor in the autumn, hopefully. These are acorns. Even within an acorn, there are so many different kinds, aren't there? Thanks. And I wonder what acorns help you or make you think about when you look at an acorn or feel an acorn. What do you think about? Or does it bring back memories of autumn? Thank you. When you were younger, maybe. Anybody used to collect acorns or anything else at autumn time? Yeah? Conkers, more like, yeah. I think acorns are a little bit different from conkers in a sense because of what happens to them. What happens to an acorn? In the right place, at the right time, what happens to an acorn? You're right. Who by? Squirrels eat them. You can eat them, you know. Have you ever tried one? No. Anybody ever tried an acorn? Apparently in North America, they used to be very popular for eating, and they used to make acorn soup, not so much now, but they store very well. And I was surprised by that because they tend to come off the tree green, and very quickly they go brown. This one's turned brown ever so quickly. But apparently they do store, the North American Indians used to store them, and then make soup with them, acorn soup. Anybody ever had acorn soup? They enjoyed it. It was a staple part of their diet. But actually, they do have a lot of tannins in them, which makes them very bitter. So I wouldn't try one, because they apparently don't taste very nice. But what happens to them in the soil with the right amount of light and the right amount of water? What happens to an acorn? It turns into a tree. Have you ever tried it? Quite often, you drop an acorn anywhere in the soil and after a while you'll suddenly discover a tree growing. What kind of tree? Do you know? Yeah? It's an acorn tree and its proper name is an oak. And that's what they say about acorns, that little acorns, and you can find very, very tiny ones, grow into massive, great oaks. And oaks live a long, long time. A little bit like you, Hazel. They're very long-lived trees. And there are an awful lot, I find, because I work in childcare, I find an awful lot of nurseries that are called little acorns. And I imagine that they're trying to tell you that your little acorn, your little child, is going to grow up into a mighty big child, a mighty big person at some point. Little acorns make mighty big oaks.
And the one thing I like that about that as compared to conquerors is that idea of long living, in a sense. Within that is a potential for a tree that lives a very long time. And life within a tiny acorn, in a sense, we can relate to the life that God gives us through Jesus. And it might start out tiny at first, a little bit of faith that over the years grows and grows. And hopefully we all become mighty Christians, at least doing our best for God.